Let's go. First thing we want to see is the Gemara here. We want to point out Avanachri. I want to point out the Ritvoy. The Ritvoy points out, please get it. The Ritvoy says the Gemara has to kasha sof when they let the Jewish merchants cut off themselves. It'll be Yeush and Shin Rishus when the Jewish customers buy it from the Jewish merchants. So he says, maybe you shouldn't do this l'chachila. So why does he say it's okay? Why does he say it's okay that you should do this l'chachila? Let's get this down. Danny, move the chairs up. Why is it l'chachila? Why is it l'chachila that you could go ahead and the Jewish guys could buy it from the Jewish merchants? Let's go, Jacob. What do you say? Please get it down. The Ritva says two tzvaras. Number one, he says it's a suffolk. First of all, I don't know for sure the Jewish own land. Number one, please get that down. And then number two, he says, Mistom, it's really goyim's anyway. And if a goy steals from a goy, can a Jew buy from a goy? Of course he can, no problem. That's the first ritva, get it down. The Gemara asked the kasha, sof, lamaisim. Sof, let the Anvenachari do it themselves. And it'll be what? It'll be Yeush and Shin Rishus by the Jewish guys that buy it from the Jewish merchants, right? So, lamaisa. How could he advocate that? That's kind of what Izzy and Yonatan asked yesterday. They're mechavin of the Ritva. So the answer is, you know, yes, l'charchila, we're advocating this. You know why? Because number one, it's a suffolk. You don't know for sure it's a Jews. Number one. Number two, l'maisa. Number two, we said that a goy from a goy, if a goy steals from a goy, a Jew can take it from a goy. So the first thing we're doing, Adam, get it down, is the Ritva. The Ritva really answers what Yonatan and Izzy's kasha was. How could the Gemara advocate that we should what? The Anvachari should cut it down. You know, Lomaisa, the Gemara said, why not? It'll be Yehush and Shinra from the Jewish guys that buy from the Jewish merchants, yes? How could he advocate that? So he answers, yes, we are advocating that. L'chachil Ritva says Beferish. He says Beferish, we're advocating it. Number one, it's a suffolk. You don't know if it's Jewish owned property. And number two, Mestam, it is a goy. It's not a Jew's. And if a goy steals from a goy, can a Jew buy from a goy? Yes, no problem. That's not a problem. Not a problem at all. So they answered their kasha. That's the first ritva I wanted you to see. Okay? That's number one. Dibramasko uparchin and sof. You got that down, Donnie? That's number one. Number two, let's get this. The second ritva I want to point out is Lo Tzrichet. Lemefik Be'an Bechari Gufayu. We're worried about the Jewish merchants themselves. If you advocate that, the Jewish merchants themselves won't be Yotze, yes? Remember we said that? So the Ritva points out, he says, because there will not be Yerush and Shin Rishus before the mitzvah. When will the Yerush and Shin Rishus happen? The Ritva coins an amazing Chiddush. Okay? The Ritva coins an amazing Chiddush. Ritva says, there'll be Yeush, v'shin Rishus, when I do the mitzvah. When I do the mitzvah, that's a shin Rishus for Hashem. It's hektish l'mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, like you enter the realm of mitzvahs. So it's like a Yeush and a shin Rishus, and at that same time, it's a mitzvah b'avayir. Remember we said, according to the Rizh opinion? So he says, when they cut it themselves, if they would cut it themselves, it would be Yeush, v'shin Rishus, because he calls it, but physically, it's still by them. So why is it a Shin Rishus? Because he calls it Hektish L'mitzvah. Hektish L'mitzvah. Hektish L'mitzvah is a tremendous Chiddush. It means it's Hektish L'mitzvah that when you do a mitzvah, you enter like a Shin Rishus, spiritual Shin Rishus. We could give a whole Ashkaf on this, a whole Mitzvah Shmuz on it. When you enter the realm of mitzvahs, you got your Gemara, Jacob? Yeah. When you enter the realm of mitzvahs, it's like hektish l'mitzvah. So it becomes Yehush and Shin Rishus, and then mainly you say mitzvah haba ba'aveir. You got me? Then mainly you say mitzvah ba'aveir. So that's what the Ritva says, l'maisa, that they can't cut it themselves. If they cut it themselves, they won't be yotzei. Okay? Before you came in, we answered your kasha from yesterday. Okay? We said the first Ritva. The first Ritva said we are advocating it. Because Mestom, it's what? It's a suffolk. It's not a Jew's. It might be a goy's. And number two, he says Mestom, it is a goy. If a goy steals from a goy, can a Jew take from a goy? Yes, no problem. So we are advocating it. It's a lechachila, the first ritva. And the second ritva we're saying is, if they cut it themselves, it's a problem. Because he coins this new phrase. Heck, he says, Shin Rishus can be when you do a mitzvah. And then mitzvah b'aveira comes in. You got what I'm saying? The Ritva also, he writes this on Daf what? Lamanu Mebezer Mask Losrich, and then in the notes, and Ha'ara 59, I wrote in the Marmakomos, on Daf Choftesim Mebez, in the middle of Nimz Mask of Ahadrinin. It's a long Ritva, the first Ritva in the Perek. In the middle of Dibramask of Hadrinan, the period of Hadrinan, he also coins this phrase. Hekdishu b'mitzvaso. When you do a mitzvah, l'maisa somehow becomes a virtual shinu rishus. And therefore you say mitzvah b'baveir. I want you to know that Ritva. Last year, I don't know if you heard Rav Agon Shaya Greenwald, he's a Rish Yeshiva in Yisrael Leif. He's a great Talmid Chacham. He learned here many, many years. He's one of the Rish Yeshivas in Yisrael Leif. He came and spoke in our Shul Shalosh. He spoke about this Ritva. I was not familiar with this Ritva. Now I'm familiar with it because in the Sugya, two places he writes it. I want you to be aware of this Ritva. I was just telling Rabbi Sobolowski Shlita that this Ritva this morning, that he calls it Hekdish LeMitzvah. It's called the Shinui Rishus because it's like you enter the realm of mitzvahs. So that's how we want to begin to share these two Ritvas. We got it? Okay? That's how we're beginning to share these two Ritvas. Halach LeMaisa. Now, what we're going to, that's a segue now. This is a third Mahalach now. This is a segue into the third Mahalach. Let's get this, okay? And we're going to get back to this Mahalach too. We've got to finish the Tosis. But I want to mention it now, the third Mahalach. There's a major Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, in Rishonim actually, in Tuf Resh Mem Tes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber quotes B'Shem the Orchos Chaim, V'yesh Misha Omer, that a Gazlan and a Ganef are puzzle for Arba Minim, they're puzzle for Arba Minim, on the first day, ba'alacherim kosher, they're puzzled the first day and all the days, because of mitzvah ba'ba'veir, av'alacherim kosher b'shar yam mechutz miyom rishon. Why is that? So the Mechaber quotes from the Orchos Chaim. Let's get it. The Mechaber quotes from the Orchos Chaim. It's a very important principle. Orchos Chaim. That does mitzvah ba'ba'veir continue to another guy? He says it does not. The Ganef and the Gazlan are usher. However, mitzvah b'baveira, lo holech la'adam acher shelo asa aveira. So what's the situation?
So why can't you take it from a guy who stole it from a Jew?
What'd you say?
Let's say that.
All right, we're going to plug it back in our sugya, okay? But I want to first get this sheet down, do the toys, and then we're going to get back to it, Donnie. But I want you to know, for a person that takes a lula from a gada for a goslin, yes, which is exactly what we're saying here, the yidim here, right, which is exactly our story, it should be fine. There is no problem mitzvah b'baveir, because I didn't do the aveir. You got what I'm saying?
You say it again.
Yes. If you take a lula from a gada for a goslin, the shar yom of sukkahs is fine. Why isn't that mitzvah b'baveir? You don't say mitzvah b'aveira on a guy who didn't do the aveira. That's an important principle. Please get that down. Mechaber's quoting the Orchos Chaim, Yesh Mishomer. And the Mishabura on the bottom, in Sif Katan Ches, quotes the Ramban in the Mechamos, that says that's not true. The Ramban says, no. Ha'holech afilu legabi acheru. We will say mitzvah b'aveira. A lawsuit kinyan. What do I mean? Shalawsuit kinyan. Kashir Adam lo asa kinyan. Kashir Adam acher lo asa kinyan. What do I mean? Lawsuit kinyan. What do I mean to say by that? Let's say he borrowed the object. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Rabban. Let's say you borrow it from a Ghana for a Gaza the rest of the days. That's what's the din in that case? Problem. Mitzvah Babera continues. Not only is the ganef a problem, but the guy who borrowed it would be a problem. But what happens if the guy buys it from him? Then that's Yeush. Then that's he bought it from him. If you assume he did a kinyan, that's what I'm saying. If the new guy does a kinyan, then asa kinyan lo omrim mitzvah b'baveira. Okay. This is what I want to stress. This is what I was telling Rabbi Sobolowski this morning. Even according to Rabbi Tom, that says mitzvah b'baveira comes after Yeush kidi kani. Remember we said that. But if another guy makes a kinyan, then mitzvah b'aveira expires. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it comes after the kinyan. You follow me? It comes only after Yerush Kedi Kana. But if a guy makes another kinyan, like Yehush and Shina Rishus, then it's done already. If by the third guy, then it's done. So we got this klor. Let's say it again. Machloikis the Machaber b'shem Orchos Chaim Mitzvah Baver Loho Lech Lada Macher Shalo Asa Averu. Therefore, if you take it from a guy in Ragazan, no problem. You're Yotzei. Comes the room, Mr. Brewer b'shem the what? I'll read you the not the whole lashon, but he quotes here. Okay, the Sfirla Yeshomim Lo Shach Mitzvah Baver LeGabe Acherim Shehem Lo Gazlu. Even the guys who didn't steal it, it's considered mitzvah over there. You got to get this machlokes. We're going to plug it back in, Donnie, when we get to a blin eder. You got this? In our sugya. Donnie made a great point. Because in our sugya, that's exactly the case. The Jewish guys that buy, and the Jewish merchants that buy it from the Goyim are the third party. You know, in this whole sugya, did you guys forget about Mitzvah Baveira? I did, till yesterday when I was preparing for Shir. The whole sugya doesn't mention Mitzvah Baveira. Where is it?
Rashi does.
Okay, Rashi does Lamaisa by Yehush Kidikani. If you'll Yehush Kidikani, you're right. But he doesn't. He's not Masber Lamaisa. He's not Masber. What he's not Masber, Yonatan, is why it's not a problem in the Gemara. Rashi just brought it in if they cut it themselves. I'm asking you that if you follow the eights in the Gemara, that the Goyim cut it from the Jewish property they stole, and then we buy it from the Jewish merchants, right? Or the Jewish merchants buy it from the Goyim. Why does Mitzvah Baveira not continue? You follow me? That's what we're going to have to re-plug in, but I want to finish the places first. You got this Machlokes, Adam? But when you make a Kinyan, it's done. If there would be Yehush and Shin Rishus, everyone agrees if the third party's fine. Yes?
These clouds are not just the other days, including the first day, right?
First day is you need lachem. So always regarding this shar yom.
What I'm saying is if they bought,
only germane shar yom. I mean, because it has to be lachem anyway.
Regardless of, let's say they didn't know it was stolen, they bought the lulav, right?
Doesn't make a difference. They're not yotz. It's not lachem.
Why?
Because it has to be lachem.
The third party, not the merchants.
Third party also not lachem. Technically, it's not theirs. They wouldn't be yotz. This all the guy the Shar Yom. Lachem is for sure.
I thought we said that the first one would be if whoever cuts it off, that's the Shinoi Rishus, and or that be Yeush, I don't know.
No, let's say there was no Yeush, you don't have Yeush and Shinoi Rishus, that's what I'm talking about. Or you borrowed it, where there was no king in May. You follow me? This is a critical machloikis. You guys gotta know this. Okay? It's not so well known. I'm quoting it to Orchos Chaim. That's the Yesh Mishom. It's a Rishon. Okay, yes, Adam.
In the case of the guy borrowed it from the Ganav.
Yes.
Then would the Ramban say that still is allowing him to do the mitzvah? That like we were saying before, that mitzvah baba bear applies.
However you want to say it, I would rather say that the Chafetz HaGazel just continues. The Chafetz HaGazel continues. It's diseased, the object. And until another guy acquires it, it's still diseased. Just say it like we said from the Rav. Okay? Yes, Yehuda.
Two questions. First of all, so borrowing wouldn't be considered a Kenyan, right? So,
right, it's not a Kenyan.
So that would be considered...
He doesn't own it, he's borrowing it.
And also, like with regard to...
It might be a Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan only for borrowing.
With regard to, let's say, like a lulav, would this mean like you would buy the lulav off the Ganav?
Yeah, you're talking on a case, you borrow the lulav or you bought it. If you bought it, then mitzvah baveira does not continue. If you borrowed it, it does. Okay?
But only if you're the third guy, not if you're the second.
Right. That's correct. So that's what we're going to have to see. You're already giving a glimpse to try to plug it in our sugya. It's not a problem, mitzvah baveira, because it's already a shin rishus. So the mitzvah baveira maybe ends. But that's poshup shot. Okay? We'll have to see. Maybe there'll be other ways to solve it. You're already saying, Donnie? Say if you Yehush and Shin Rishus, then already it's done already. So you can't say Mitzvah Baveira. It doesn't continue. Because a new guy does it. We don't say Mitzvah Baveira continues forever and ever. A new guy bought it. That's the Pashup Shot. That's why Mitzvah Baveira probably doesn't appear in our sugya. Because why? Because once you're the third party, you don't say it like we wrote on the board. Okay? Now when we said yesterday that Pnei Yoshua said that this Eitz was not in Shulchan Aruch, I pointed out to you guys it is in Shulchan Aruch by Arava. It is in Shulchan Aruch by an Arava. We do find it by Arava. We do find it by a Rabban. I think we also find it in Shach Tafresh Mem Tes also. In Sif Aleph, Shalikas Yesob Atzmo, from the Arba Mimi. I think it's also in Sif Aleph. So it's appealing to me that Pnei Yoshua is not in Shulchan Aruch. We found it by Elshan, and I'm saying it's also by Lulav.
I thought we said by Arava you wouldn't need it because it's half granules.
Well, yeah, we said, but the din about the Eitzah does exist by Arava, it does exist by what? Seems to be exist by Lulav. But what that meant to say is that since there's a court system, Einan Forest Babavel, Lamaisa, you should have gone after the guy. Just don't give me the reason I'm scared of what? I'm scared of the guy waiting for a Jew to do it. The courts will protect you, like in America. The fact that you didn't go after him, you waited for the third guy, shows you were Mochel. That's what the Pnei Yeshua said. Okay. All right. Now we get back into the Tysus, guys. Let's open up. Let's see. Jacob, you ready? Okay, I want to say outside where we're up to. Okay, I want you guys to get this, okay? One of the beautiful things, we did the Tysim and Omar Aleph, but should we continue to do the Tysim? I don't care how big they are. It doesn't mean it's not hard. Let's get it. Okay? No, it's not that hard. Okay, I'm going to say it outside to where we are inside. Tosus begins by saying the following. Let's get this. You with me? Tosus begins by saying what? That you can never what? You can never car a gazla can never car own anything b'shum yeush at all when it comes to karka, because karka doesn't move. Remember we said if you're not King Kong, you can't pick up a piece of karka, right? It always stays b'karka b'ilam karka b'cheskes b'ilam omedes. We learned that out from Psukim. Rashi said that, Lamaisa, and what? And Tosus said Adinimo. One sec, Matthew. Okay? Now, what did Tosus say? Please get this. I'm saying it outside. You with me, Yehuda? If Yehush works Bakarka, then what? Then what would be the difference? What would make it this Karka and Exelis? It would be Karka would be an Exelis. Not Karka and an Exelis, right? If Yehush worked Bakarka, then you should be able to steal Karka.
Yeah.
And if you're telling me it was before Yehush, then what? Then even what?
Everyone holds his no-kid.
Then even if it was Metalplin, you wouldn't be able to be Conan, right?
Yeah.
So it's no big deal, Lamaisa. So it comes out that what Tosa's proving is going to try to prove to us is that there is no Yehush Bakarka. And that flows from the din of Ein Karka and Exelis. You got me? That flows from the din Ein Karka and Exelis. Okay, good. And then he brings a riot from the following. Avram, you got this? The Gemara presents a machlokes of Zainim Ebeis between who? Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. In a situation of a sukkah that is stolen, that becomes a borrowed sukkah. According to Rabbanan, it's kosher, because it's really not stolen. You threw a guy out of his backyard. Yonatan, what happens? We transform into borrowing. What's the case over there, Avram? If it's before Yehush, then what? That even Metalton should become borrowed. Yes? Is that correct? Even Metalton should become borrowed. Because the bottom line is that what? Is because halacha lamaisa. It's you weren't Conan. You're not Conan. If it's before Yehush, no one's Conan. So what's the case, Yonatan? It's after Yehush. So if it's after Yehush, what does that mean? If it's after Yehush, what does that mean? Avram, what does it mean after Yehush? It was after Yehush. And we transform what? Stolen sukkah is what? If it's Metalton, it's stolen. If it's after Yehush, you're Conan, right? If it's after Yehush, you're Conan. Because you're Conan. So if it's after Yehush, it's Conan. So it's after Yehush, and you assume like that Mandamar, right? Halacha lamaisa, it's considered to be a sukkah, what? It's considered to be metalton, then it would be Kona, be Yehush. Let's assume like the Mandamar that Yehush Bikini would be Kona, let's say. According to that Mandamar. So it would be Kona, yes? But by Karka, what's the din? What's the din? Karka can never be stolen. Why not? Because Karka is an exelis. So it's transformed into She'ula. That's the difference. So we just brought a riot that Karka is ending Exelis. What follows from Karka ending Exelis? That Yehush does not work. Correct? What is that accentuating? Adam, according to the Rav, halachically. We look at it halachically. Yes? We look at it halachically. Karka cannot be stolen, and Talmud can be stolen. You look at it from halachic perspective. So I just brought a beautiful riot that Yehush does not work on what? Yehush does not work on Karka. Beautiful. Then he rejects it. Miu and Misham Raya. That's where we're up to outside. Okay, let's say it outside. What do we say? What's the case, Jacob? It's really not sukkah on karka. What was it? A sukkah on a wagon. If it was a sukkah on a wagon, what's the case? It was before Yehush. If it was before Yehush, it sheds no light on Yehush, because there was no Yehush. It was before Yehush. So why is a stolen sukkah considered to be stolen if it's metalton? Because why? If it was before Yehush, then what?
Okay.
What's the answer?
No one holds that it would
be borrowed. Why is it called a sukkah gzula? What's the answer? Because it can't be borrowed by metalton, because it's not physically by you. See, he talks about physically now, metzias. That's how we were masberit outside. This is talking about metzias. So it's not by you. So you can't transform the metalton into borrowed metalton, whereas karka is in your face. Karka can be transformed into borrowed. So now we just rejected that raya, Avram, and it was before Yehush, so therefore what? You have no raya, the Yehush doesn't wear a karka, because there was no Yehush yet. It was the Fnei Yehush. That's where we're up to. Okay? Now we're up to the following. Yehush Ladaktik. You ready, Jacob? You have Yehush, I mean, Yehuda, where are you going to read? Yehush Ladaktik. Let's go. You got to read. Good. Okay, Yehush Ladaktik. Ma'adatani Cheskes Abatim. Let's see inside. You got it? Yehush Ladaktik. Ma'adatani Cheskes Abatim. Let's go. Okay? Let's make sure we get everything clear. You got it? Let's go. Yesh ledakti cheskabat. The first long line. Yesh in the middle of the line. Yesh ledakti cheskabatim.
Yesh ledakti right?
Mi had a tanya.
Yesh ledakti tanya cheskabatim. Mocher lo es habayas. Mocher lo sada.
Right.
Ain
made lo aleha. Ain made lo aleha. We got to get this in. Yeah, go ahead.
Mocher lo para, mocher lo talis.
Yes, you could testify. Humukilah. Humukilah.
Beruven shagazel sadam shimon. Umachar levi. Vasa yehuda vikam.
Come a marer.
Become a marer.
Velo lezel shimon.
Velo lezel shimon lehashude levi.
Shimon cannot testify for levi. Dinichale lehadre. Because no gay abedover. Okay, what's the case? Guys, get this down. Okay? Let's get this down. There's a concept called Nogeva Dover. If you're Nogeva Adis, you can't testify. You're Pusel Adis. Let's just write that down. Why is Nogeva Dover Pusel Adis?
Conflict of
interest. Why is it Nogeva Dover Pusel Adis? Number one, Kshash Mashaker, we're afraid he's going to lie. Number two, he's like a Karov. He becomes like a quasi Karov. There are two reasons given why Nogeva Dover is Pusel Adis. The Nafkamina is, if he's made what? L'chovasol. Nafkamina is made. L'chovasol. Let's say a guy that's what? Nogeba never testifies to his against himself. It's not to his interest. It's really going to hurt him. So plug it in. If it's Kshash Mashaker, then you what? You be believed. If it's Karov, it's an objective thing to be puzzled. So I want you to know that. Okay? So the din is the following. Shimon owns the land. Reuven stole it from him. Reuven steals the piece of land. And then sells it to who? Sells it to Levi. Everyone follow this? Donnie, you got this? Shimon owned the land. Reuven stole it. Then he sold the land to Levi. And Yehuda's claiming he's the original owner. Shimon was a ganf. Yehuda's claiming he's really the original owner, not Shimon. So the question is, the land is presently by who? Levi. Can Shimon testify on the behalf of Levi and say it's not Yehuda's? No, the Gemara says, because Shimon's going to eventually go after Levi and he feels it's much easier. Levi's not a mafioso. Yehuda is. So it's much easier to take on Levi. So he's no gay of a. So we don't trust his Adis. We don't trust his Adis. Yehuda, are you getting this down? Yes. Reuven stole from Shimon. Then Reuven sold the field to Levi. And Yehuda's the original owner. He claims, oh, it was never Shimon's, it was his. So can Shimon testify for Levi? It's presently in Levi's hands. We say Shimon would love to have Levi have it because he's going to take on Levi and take it away from him. But Yehuda is scared of. So he's no gavid of him. So we can't trust him. However, the Gemara says, go ahead, Yehuda, read on. Aval machar talis. Aval what? Aval par of the talis. But if you talk about a part of the talis, here you are, Dovi.
Lo hadre de hadre.
Oh, then Shimon can testify on behalf of Levi. Why? Go ahead. Yeah. No, because there's Yehush and Shina Rishus. Go ahead, and therefore what? And therefore, even if Shimon tries to take on Levi, will he be able to get out of Levi's Rishus? No. So he's not no gambit of her. So what do you see from this Gemara? That Yehush does not work on Karka. That's why Shimon will be able to get it out of Levi's hands. He would be able to get it out of Levi's hands. No problem. So you see, Mashma, go ahead.
Mashma, the head of the Karka, lo mehane
Yehush. Ah, it's Mashma, the Pharisees, the Karka does not work by Yehush. Explicit. There it is. And therefore what? Therefore Shimon, what? Loves to testify to Levi, and he'll win. He'll be able to get it out of Levi's hand. Because there's no Yehush and Shina Rishus. Because Yehush does not work on Karka. You got the Raya? It's a beautiful Raya. Now, how does Yishlag get up? There are three stages on this. The first stage was what we just did. A raya of the yesh doesn't work on karka. Number two stage. Go ahead. V'chi teima. V'chi teima.
Yisham dika savar. Yesh kidei lo kani. V'shino rishos lo shayach b'karka.
Period. That's the second stage. What's he trying to say? You know what he's trying to say? There are two opinions whether yesh alone works or not. Yes? Who do we paskin like? Yesh kidei kona or yesh kidei lo kona? I just saw it yesterday in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh kidei lo kona, exactly like you said, Matthew. I think it's like shin, simon, shin samaches, and it was gneva. Forgot the simon. Blineder for tomorrow. It's in the simon shin nuns around there, shin samach. He begins the simon with three words. Yesh kidei lo kona. So you know what he says here, Yehuda? How do you reject this? According to the Ma'an Damar, Yesh kidei what? Kona. Then you have a what? You could reject this and say very easily that according to the Ma'an Damar Yesh Kidei Kona, Yeush does work on what? Yeush does work on Karka. But according to the Ma'an Damar Yesh Kidei Lo Kona, which is who we paskin like, you know why it was bad here? Why was it bad here? Because you can't have Shin Rishus on Karka. The Karka, no one's King Kong that picks it up and it goes from one guy to another guy. There was no Shin Rishus. So since we paskin in Yeush and Shin Rishus, there was no Shin Rishus. That's why it's not good. But maybe Taka Yeush does work. You follow what I'm saying? And according to the Ma'an Yesh Kidei Kona, it would work. So therefore, what, Lamai? So we just rejected the Raya. Okay, Yonatan, I'm going to say it again for you. Please get this, yeah? Shimon had a field. Reuben stole it from. Sold it to Levi. Yehuda claims he's the original owner. Shimon cannot testify now for Levi. Because he's no Gavid offer. Because he wants Levi to have it so he can take it away from him. He's scared of Yehuda. But by Metalkalin, he's able to testify because Shimon never will win over Yehuda. Shimon will never be able to get out of Levi's hands because there's Yehush and Shin Rishus. By Karka, there's no Yehush. So that was his riot that Yehush doesn't work. Now he rejects him and saying, no, Yehush might work, but there's no Shin Rishus. That's why it's not good.
Maybe because it still belongs to Shimon or because it still belongs to
Because you can't move Karka. Exactly. Similarly, yes, it's Bekarka by Iowa Metis. Yes. Yes, Donnie. It can never leave Shimon's Rishus. So therefore, it's not called Shin Rishus by Karka. That's how he's rejecting it. Yes, Yehuda.
According to the Ma'an Damar that says that Yesh does work by itself.
Then you have a riot, but we don't paskin like that. That's what he's saying.
Oh, so we're saying according to that.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother him because we don't paskin like that Shita.
Yesh would work by itself.
Yes, but I don't care about that because I don't paskin like that Shita. Okay. That's what he's trying to say. So we got Adam. You got me. That's the second stage. What's the third stage now? Which he puts the raya back together. Go ahead. That's a very important phrase. What does he surah asaliyado mean? What does it mean, Donnie? Means when you steal something, when I steal something from you, God forbid, it got in my hands, but iser. That's what yesh kidei lo kani means. In Aveda, when you lost the object, it came to me by a terah asaliyado. But Genev is Yisur Asaliyado. That's the basis of Yeush Kedi Lo Kana. Yeush Kedi is Lo Kana. Yeush Kedi Lo Kana is because Yisur Asaliyado. You got me?
Can you explain it one more time?
Yes. When I steal something from you, it came to me to Isser. That's why Yeush alone doesn't work. I do Yeush 5 hours later, but when I took it to Isser. You weren't in the eyes when I took it. You follow me? So what does he want to say? So what does he want to say? He wants to say the whole reason why Yesh Kedi is low cut is because Yisur Asaliyado, but by Karka, go ahead, V'hacha.
V'hacha gabi Karka, nami kvar
nisiyesh. Nisiyesh kodim shehichzik bo alokeach. There already was Yesh before the buyer bought it, Levi. Kamo.
No gabi paro talis.
Oh, so what's the answer? He says, even according to the Ma'an Damar, listen to this, the third stage. Even according to the Ma'an Damar, Yesh Kedi is Lo Kona. Why is Yesh Kedi Lo Kona normally? Yisur L'Asiyado, but by Karka, it's a terrible Asiyado. Because it's always there. It's always there. No one really has chains on it. It's always Asaliyado. It's always Asaliyado. Karka is always Asaliyado. And therefore, we're talking about there already was Yeush. There has to be Yeush before, because you always need Yeush before Shin Rishus. Even though we just said, Avram, that what? There's really no Shin Rishus by Karka, but it's just, virtual. The Yeser says. You have to say there was Yeush before, and since there was Yeush before, because that's all you need by Karka, because there's no real ability to do Shin Rishus, so since there was Yeush before, it's a Tera Asal Yadeh, therefore it puts what? Therefore, even according to Manra Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, it could be good with Yeush alone here. It could be. But why not? Because Yeush Bekarka doesn't work. So now we put the Raya back into play. You got that? You guys got to get this. It's not that hard. There was three stages. One, two, three. First stage, let's go again. The first stage was what? That Shimon cannot testify for Levi by the Karka case, because why? Yeush doesn't work by Karka. So therefore, he'll be able to get it out of Levi's hands. He's no Gabadavri. He wants Levi to have it and not Yehuda. Whereas by Metalklin, no, Levi has it, so he'll never be able to get out of Levi's hands, so he's not no Gabadavri. Yes? Raya the Yeush doesn't work. Yeush does not work by Karka. What was the rejection? What's the rejection, second stage? That according to the Manu Yeush Kedi is Kona, Yeush Taka would work. But according to us, the Pasas Yeush Kedi is low Kona. The reason why it wasn't Kona here is not because the Yeush didn't work on the Karka, it's because there's no Shinui what? There's no Shinui Rishus. But in a Hanami, according to the Man number of what? Yeush Kedi low Kona, maybe Yeush does work on Karka. Yes? What's the third stage? Not true. Even according to the Man number, Yeush Kedi is low Kona, which we Paskin. In this case, Yeush is put back into play. Why? Because the reason why Yesh Kedi Lo Kana normally is because he's Surah Asliyada by Metalton. But by Karka, it's always there. It's a Terab Asliyada, like an Aveda. And therefore, we have to assume there's Yesh already done, because you can't have Shin Rishus before Yesh. And this Shin Rishus is not really Shin Rishus. So Yesh alone would have been enough. So why Taka doesn't work? Because Yesh and Karka, Taka doesn't work. You got that, Avram? Please get that down. You have to put it back into play in order to say it doesn't work. And when Tosus means here, Lamaisa, there's no real Shin Rishus, because he got through same before there's no Shin Rishus. But the reason why it's not good is that Teras Liyade. Yes, Yehuda.
So if the case of Reuben Shimon Levi, like without Yehuda there, if that case was Metalklin.
No, but you need Yehuda there, because that determines whether there's no Gavidov or not.
No, I'm saying not in the court case. I'm just saying for an example, Reuben Shimon Levi.
Yes.
So where Reuben stole from Shimon and then Reuben sold to Levi. So if it was Metalklin and Reuben sold to Levi, then
there's Yeush and Shin Rishus.
Right. So then.
So it's Levi's so mamish.
Then it'd be fine, but then it wouldn't work by Karka just.
Because right, because by Karka Yeush doesn't work.
The Yeush wasn't Chal, so
that's correct.
Therefore, Levi doesn't have something.
That is correct. That is correct. But now in the Maskanas of Gemara, we're saying that the Yeush would work because it's Terabas Liyadeh. Because it's not a Surah Asliyada. By Karka, it's automatic on Terah Asliyada. So the Yeush is in play. So why didn't it work? Because Yeush does not work on Karka. Plain and simple. That's why the Rai is back in play. Adam, clear? You got it? Okay, good. It's Geshmak. Once you got it, it's Geshmak. You got it? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
So just real to quick. Sure we're talking, Randy. What we're saying is like this. At stage three, is that the undercurrent behind, the underlying theme behind, like Isura Yado is that Yeush works together with that, right? That the fact that
Isura Asliyado causes Yeush Kedi Lo Kana.
Meaning that because
I stole something from you, and then an hour later you were Miyayish.
Yeah.
But when I took the thing, it was came Yeush, to Isser.
That it was
so that this allows the Yeush from kicking in and working.
So then we have to say that when it's Hetera Asliyado, then it would be Yeush is working.
Yes.
So therefore, we're saying that where is Tosos making an okimta that Karka is hetera also the other.
It's not an okimta. That's the mitzvah. That's
what it says in Bava.
That's the lumdus. That's the mitzvah.
Fine. So that's the mitzvah. So because it's hetera, it has to work with
Yeush. So therefore, Yeush should work. But why didn't Yeush work? Because Yeush doesn't work on Karka.
Okay, fine.
That's it. Write it down so you don't forget it. Hetera Basliyadu allows Yeush theoretically to work, but it doesn't work because the object at hand is Karka.
How would Tosos get out of his previous rejection, Raya, that Shin Rishus isn't Shach Karka? Because I know he just brought
because
that
you don't need Shin Rishus.
Why?
Because you don't need Shin Rishus, he's saying. Because all you need by Karka is Yeush, because that's the only thing that can theoretically be done. In the second stage, Lamaisa, he was saying that what? Theoretically, Lamaisa, you needed it.
Yeah.
Theoretically, you needed Yeush and Shin Rishus. Since Shin Rishus can't be done, it's not good. In the third stage, he's saying it can't be done, so you don't need it. In the second stage, you're asking good. In the second stage, he thought that there's a requirement to have it done, but it's not Shaiach, so it should be Chisaro.
Oh, so he's saying that because...
In the third stage, he's saying because it can't be done, you don't need it. That's what he's saying. You have to think about what was the give and take with the Tysus. So it's the same type of thing.
So he's,
The Shina Rishus in the second stage, he thought maybe it was a halachic concept. You need it no matter what. And in the Maskana, in the third stage, it's a Metzias concept. If it can't be done, it's Kefirlich.
So he's saying that because Yeish can't be done, so too Shina Rishus can't be done. Like, not so too can't be done, so too doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, correct. Yeah, the third stage, it doesn't matter. Yeah. The second stage, it mattered, you can't do it. You follow him? Yeah. It's very much what we said at the beginning of Shir in the first Raya and the rejection. The first Raya, the Raya was a halachic concept, and the rejection was, look at it practically. So he's saying the same thing here. Objective halachically, you should require Shir. Well, you can't do it, you got a problem. In the third stage, he's saying practically it can't be done, so you don't need it. Very similar.
We originally don't check one of the two boxes. It doesn't matter about the second.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. And that's what that's really the Rav brings up here. The Rav brings up here, Lamais. It's interesting that maybe we'll mention too when we get to the when we finish up the Tais. I want to go Vayter now. Let's go Vayter now. Okay, Vayter. Go ahead, Yuda. Now, so what? Where are we up to now in Tulsus?
There's no Yeish Bakarka.
No Yeish Bakarka. The first one he had a Raya. But he rejected it. Is that correct from the Gemara of Zion and Beis? Second one, he had a Raya from Baba Basra. He rejected it, but he rejected the rejection. So that puts the Raya back into play. Yes? Right or no? Okay, look at the Yerushalmi, guys. Let's go. Avram, you got this down? You understand the interplay of the Havim and Maskara? Go ahead, Yehuda. We'll be Yerushalmi to Kilayim. Look inside, guys. Go ahead.
Yerushalmi to Kilayim, so para Shvi Mashma Yesh Lekarka.
Oh, there's a Yerushalmi he digs up with his Bekias. That there is Kilayim Bekarka. What's the case? Come on, let's get this. There are two Yerushalmis.
The Parach V'yesh Karka.
There's a guy who's a mafioso that goes through next to a guy who has a wheat field. And he plants grapes right next to it.
Kilayim.
Yes. So the growth is also because of Kilayim. Go ahead. Frek the Gemara.
Amor of Levi.
No, you skipped.
Oh, yeah.
Chi Karka Nigzelis. How can he go ahead and steal the Karka? To Asa the Karka. Yes? Chi Karka Gozelis. Read it in a rhetorical fashion. Akasha, go ahead. Amar Ablevi.
Amar Ablevi, af al pi kein yesh yesh karka.
Yeah, you might not be able to steal karka, but what can you do? You can be miyash on the karka. So the guy felt terrible on the wheat. He sees this grape vineyard next to him. He says, "Oh, forget about my field." You see yesh karka. That's why it's awesome. So now he dug up a Yerushalmi that says there is yesh on karka. Amazing. So Tol's going to reject that. Miu.
Miu yesh.
And however yesh the Asher the Olam. There's no Yeush at all in Karka. Go ahead. Le'isser. The Yerushalmi just means it's us in Rabbanan. Mishum.
Mishum Kilayim.
We had a special Chumran Kilayim. It's a special Chumran Kilayim that the Zerayim are Asr. But Medina, Mikra Adin, Midaraisa, the Kilayim is not Asr. Because why? Ain Yeush, Bekarka. What he did was nothing. It's a zero. Go ahead.
I read it's not Hassam.
Right, there's a long Mishnah over there. Go ahead, listen to the Mishnah.
Ha'anas,
a samach. A mafioso, Shazarasakarim. Yatsim Ilfonov. You have a mafioso that planted the vineyard next to what to the field? Yatsim Ilfonov. And then he leaves. Kotsro. Be'afilu b'moi. You can harvest it even during Cholamoy. Go ahead.
Ad kama.
Yehei notin lepoal imachlish. How much do you give the workers? A third. Okay, go ahead. Yeser Mikan,
Kotro, Kedarko.
If they want more money than that, then you do it yourself. Kotro, Kedarko, Vaholech, Vafil Acher Moed. You can even do it after Cholomoy. Go ahead.
Manasai Nikra
Anas, Mishishke. When is he called a mafioso? That he's such a strong guy, you forget who the owner is. Get that down. Mishishke means you forget who the previous owner is. Mishishke means like the sun set. The first owner's name is forgot about. V'amina lo b'gemara. Good. V'amina lo b'gemara. It says the Yerushalmi. Abba bar Yaakov b'shem Reb Yechanan. Kini masnissen. Afilu b'moy. When is it mutter to even harvest even during Chol Hamoed? Ad kama. You have to give them a third. We'll see what that means. Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes. Lishkar. No, you got to give an extra third. You give an extra third from the damim that are normally given to employees to harvest. The chadamar. No, a third means you have to give the third of how much the money is the whole payers. Okay, that's what it means. Up to a third of the demay payers of what it's worth. So if it's worth $100, you pay them $33.3. Go ahead, Mehmasai. Anas. When is he called an anas? From the time his name is forgotten. Amar Rav Acha. Lo nishyayishu. Let's say the name was forgotten, but there was no yeyush. What's the din?
Asurin
Dvar Torah. Go ahead, nishyashu. Let's say the original owner gave up hope, but his name is still recognized.
Asurim
midivrei sofrim. It's only asurim rabbanim. Because why? Ein yeyush. Exactly. Vyesh what?
Vyesh karka lingdelos.
Amar Reb Levi. The Gemara asks. Vyesh karka lingdelos. Amar Reb Levi. Alpha pikein. Yesh. Adkan divrei Yushalmi. It's very interesting. So Tos quotes the whole Yushalmi. You got this? It's like a Rashi and Chumash. Now he breaks it down. Go ahead. Vachi Pirusho.
Vachi Pirusho. Mutara le kotsho afilu b'moed de malacha asura chosmi midavara ha-obed.
Davra Ovid. Malacha al-cholam moed is nisid yiraisa de Rabbanan. Tosa says the Rabbanan chagiga dafir ches. The Rabban says nisid yiraisa. But they're built in that term. Davra Ovid, go ahead. Why is it a Davra Ovid here? So, because if you don't get rid of those grapes, then it's like your Mekayim Kilayim. It's like you're keeping wheat and grape there and letting them thrive. So you have no choice but to what? Rip those down right away, the vineyards. Go ahead.
So for Paul,
because if you don't, people are going to say, oh, you must like this. You know what I mean? You must want to have this growth. The other way is Marsayan. People might think, oh, you love this. So there are two reasons. Dover Ovid, because you physically don't want it to be Mekayim Kilayim. Or number two, you don't want people to think you're doing Mekayim Kilayim. So there's a special Atar Cholomoy to do this. Go ahead. The Soker Poloim, the Filu. You can publicize it. Go ahead. And the Zroim are Mutter. They are considered to be Mutter. The Kotzer are Zroim Mutter. So I consider to be Kiloi Kerem. Go ahead.
The Kotzer Bezrias.
Ubezrias Anas. Lo Nesara Kerem. Why not? They ain't Adam.
They ain't Adam
Osir Dabar Sheino Shalom. What does that mean? Ain't Adam Osir It's an important rule. What's that rule? What's that rule?
Seriously.
Are you allowed to ask for something that's not yours?
No.
Let's say you have a chicken soup or a meat soup. I pour milk in it. Is it usher? Is it usher? Yes. Why? Toys says, what's the difference between Basa B'chol and the Kilayim? Toys says, your vomit's pay gimel and base. Get it down. Top Toys. Because Basa B'chol is totally mitzias. Kilayim is totally on das. It's a halois. It's a halachic status. It's a halachic status. You can't ask for someone else's property. I want you to get that Toys. Please get it down. Pay gimel based top toises. Basa b'chol is totally mitzias. Kilayim is totally. Let's say you bow down to someone's car. Don't drive that car anymore. The guy deified your car. You can't ask for something in a halois of someone else. You got it? So that's why the kilayim are mutter. It's not kilayim. Go ahead.
Rabbi, how would this be different? How would it not be kilayim?
Because I don't have the ability to ask for your wheat field by planting grapes right next to it. Ain adam oser. I'm imbuing a chalois on that. Kilayim is a halachic status. Avodah Zarah is a halachic status. Basa B'chol is telling Mitzias.
Mitzias is that it becomes a mixed field.
No, it doesn't. It's a halachic status. Now, together, they're called Kilayim Kerem. I don't have the ability to imbue that. Just like if someone bows down to your car, you can't answer the car. How can you drive your car anymore? Because Avodah Zarah, it's a chalois status. You can't answer someone else's property.
If they go together and they become a new plan, then that would actually physically be kilayim.
But it has a halachic status. I don't allow the person to abuse halachic status on it. It's not purely Tolim Mitzias. That's what I'm telling you. Kilayim and Avodah Zarah are examples of Tolim and Chalois.
So
halachic status. Basa B'chol is Tolim only Mitzias.
So if a maiden makes a plan, you'd be able to benefit from that plan?
Yes, that's what he's saying. It's not usher.
Like in a Sheir Lula, it's your tree and somebody else bow down.
You can't exactly. You can't go over to someone's tree and bow down to it.
It wouldn't be a
Lulav Shel HaSheira. Right, and I'm also Doran Shein HaShalo, just like the car case.
Got it.
Okay, 1 second, Yuda. Let's just go ahead. Finish up the beer and you shall me. Go ahead. Oh, what is it? Menash Lish Liskar.
Liskar.
Hainu.
Hainu Shemar Belahem Bistiros.
Shlish. You give them an extra third, Yosir.
Yoter Mimasha Haya Rahoy Ali Tainlahem.
Mistom, it's hard to get guys to be employees Cholomoid. So you're up to give them an extra third. You're able to get an extra third from them employees. Go ahead. Where's our walker in Shas that we had Shlish? So it brings you a riot. Go ahead.
The mitzvah ad Shlish.
What's that talking about there? You guys should know that, Baba Kama Tesam Meis. Hit her mitzvah ad what? Ad Shlish. Finesuk, $6. How much do I spend? 2 days from Milvar or Milgav? A third of six is how much?
Two.
Six plus two is eight. So I spend eight. Or it means a what? A third half. meaning 3 plus 3 is 6, plus 3 is 9. Spend another 3. Is it 8 or 9? Machlokes in the Gemara. Milvaro milgav. What does that shlish mean? Add a third half. You follow me? Or is it a third of the 6? 2 days. The Korban Nisanos says, depends whether the Hidden Mitzvah derives or the Rabbanon. If it's the Arise, spend $9. If it's the Rabbanon, spend 8. But that's an example of a third. You follow me?
But you lose all your money to not be over Mitzvah, right?
Lav, the Ramah quotes Aran and Sukkah, Masechta, to be over Lav, you got to spend a whole bank account. From Mitzisese Ad Chamesh, up to 5. If you're a rich guy, you can spend your whole bank account, right? Not your whole bank account, you can spend more than a fifth. If you're a billionaire, you can do more than a fifth. Go ahead. Mandomar, what's the Mandomar Ladomin mean? It's a little bit different. Go ahead. Hainu. Shavyim, Shokola Paris. What does that mean? What does that mean? The first man number said if it was $300, then you can charge what? Not shlish what? From the dumb and their ruggle from the smekach. So a third of 300 is what? 100? So you could pay them $400. That's the first sheet. What's the second sheet to say? What does the second sheet to say? Shlish a shav mishal kol ha-peiris. So that means what? You only can what? That's much less. You can only charge them 100. You can only give them 100. Aval yeser mikan, let's say they say no, we want more money. Whichever sheet do you go with? More than 400 or more than 100? Aval yeser mikan? Oh, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to pay him. Lo Yosef, don't give him the coats, or you do it yourself. Kedarko? You do it yourself. You do it little by little because you know you can't schwitz your whole cholamoid. So you do whatever you can normally in your cholamoid, and you'll finish it up after Yontif. Do a little bit cholamoid, do a little bit after, and that's mutter. Go ahead. That's not considered to be mekayim kilayim by the fact you didn't get rid of it right away. What does mekayim mean? Keeping it strong. I'm not mekayim. I'm trying to get rid of it. I have no workers, so I can't kill myself doing it. So I do it the regular way. Go ahead. Lo what? Lo yiskur afil acher moed. I'm not allowed to hire workers after cholamoid, but I can finish up piecemeal with me myself. Go ahead. What does Yerushalmi ask? Go ahead. Karim, when is he called a what? A mafioso. When is his name? When does the mafioso get his name? Think of a mafioso, Marlon Brando, right? The famous actor, right? Right? So let him say what? Let him say what? When does he get his name that it's Marlon Brando's karka? Go ahead. What does he answer? Lekshav kishlosh yosu bizriyaso. When the yid that he stole from, it's no longer called the yid. It's called this mafia guy's name. Okay. Exactly. Avafal pisha what? Look inside. And what do you mean? The Jewish guy's yelling. He never was miyayish. Below amru we know that phrase. That's the phrase of Yeush. Yeah. Woe to me that I lost the money. He never said that. Don on what? Right. Because we assume there was Miyayish. Vafilu Amre? Kitziveach Asvinaso Shetova Biyam. If you have a yacht that's drowning in the sea, the guy's screaming, I'm not Miyayish. We say you're a Meshuggah. Of course you're Miyayish. It's floating, it's drowning in the sea. I don't care how much the yacht was. You'll never get it back. So it's an automatic what? Automatic yeush. Go ahead. Therefore what? Mitzra?
Mitzra de oraisa bezriyas ha'anas.
So what is he saying? So why is it also? You guys tell me. Why is it also in that case?
Because
now he's saying that the yeush will work minat Torah because it's a different level called what? Nishtakeya habaylim. Please get that down. What did we say yesterday? What are the two reasons why there's no Yeush Bekarka? According to the Rabban, it's Bershuso. In this case, it's Bershuso. Because why? He's a mafia guy. No one's going to be able to take it away from him. So therefore, you don't have that chisaron of being. It's considered to be Ainu Bershuso. It's out of the Bershuso, the original guy. And therefore, Yeush will kick in. I mean, even according to the Mandamar, it says Ain Yeush Bekarka. If Shnishtakei Abalim, it works. Because you could put in the Nesivis as far. What about the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazanish? What's their Sfarah? Because we have an Anan Sadi and his heart, he wasn't Miyash. Here we know if it's a mafioso guy, we don't even remember who the Jews, who owned it before. So obviously what? Halacha L'maisa, we have an Anan Sahadi that it was what? That it was Mishayesh, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, we assume it's what? It's good. So please get that down in your notes. Wait, 1 second. Ava what?
Ava Mishayeshu below Mishayeshu.
Oh, but what happens with Mishayesh and he wasn't what? The name wasn't removed yet. The previous guys are, people are still referring to the Jewish guys. Go ahead.
Lo
There it is. The Karkin exalts. Aval what? Why is it Mirabana also like Matthew said? Because Yeush on Karka really doesn't work. Mirabana, we were Machrat's key line. Go ahead. And the Yushalmi asks, Uparich.
Uparich, Yeush, Karka, Nigzelis.
Klomar. Why should it be also even Mirabana? Lassar is Afilu Mirabana. There's no Yeush on Karka, so why should it be also even Mirabana? Mishani. What's Mishani mean? Yushalmi answers. The Yeush, well, guys, look inside. The Yeush, what? Mishum? Special dinner kilayim that were machmeran. So we don't want people to think that what it's the Goslins. We're machmer to say Yeush min rabbanon in order that it's the Goslins. Ava what? Midalo osir? Exactly. Doesn't work because there's no Yeush or karka. Go ahead, Umiu?
Umiu hicha dimish takeya.
See, Chaz is it over. Balim. However, when the Shtein Balim is removed, Afilu, Midahave, please get that down. Beautiful. So when we say Nishtakea Balim, Ein Yeush Bekarka, in general, Tosis says Ein Yeush Bekarka, but he says Nishtakea Balim, Yeush Yeush Bekarka, Midiraisa. What are the two Svaris? Number one, it's Eno Bershuso, corner that Nesivus with the Ramban. And what's number two? Anan Sahadi, even though he knows in his heart I'll never get it back. Anan Sahadi Miayish, even though we know we haven't heard him physically be Miayish, verbally, but we assume that he is, because he knows that deep down he's never going to get it back. Okay? So that's the two Svaris, Lamaisa, and that's what the Chuma Zakri says, Beferish. Chuma Zakri says, it's like Zutul Shoyam. You don't even need Yeush. I want to get a. It's like a third shot. Chuma Sakri. You guys remember the case of Zutul Shalyam in Babinzia Chafes? Zutul Shalyam. Get that down. Zutul Shalyam means that there was a hurricane. So even though the guy wasn't Yeush, it's automatic. So the Shtakeh Abayim means it's automatic. It's a new din. It's like automatic Hefker. You don't even need Yeush. Okay? So there's three possibilities. I want you to get down. That's the situation of Yeush what? So he brings a raya from Yushalmi. That Yeush does work on Karka, how does he explain it away? Either it's the Rabbanon or Nishtakeh Hashem Balim is a special category. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
By Natalzin, is there a situation where after Yeush, you be chayav to give it back? So let's just say I lose my iPhone and it says, like, at the front of my phone, it says, like, Matthew grows his iPhone, I'm his Yeush the next day, and then 5 days later, someone finds it. And then.
There's still a mitzvah to try to give it back.
So Simone. There's still a mitzvah, so he knows. That I was Yeush, does he have a chiyuv to give it back or no?
What did you say?
Like if the person who finds my phone knows I was Yeush, so it's not Yisura Asaliyado.
Right, it's a mitzvah, Simon, correct.
So does he have to clap al chayt if he doesn't give it back?
Yeah, it should be a mitzvah, absolutely. It's a mitzvah, to give it back.
Chayv pasted Shalmata, he's not chayv.
Yeah, Poshup Shah is a mitzvah the Chachiva, yes, to give the Simon. Okay.
What's the second?
Yehuda, you had a kasha earlier. What was the kasha?
Bittul
requires Yediyas Abal. That requires knowledge of the owner. But let's say you had 30 ounces of meat soup and you drop milk in there and in my soup you ruined it. There's no Bittul. Bittul requires Yediyah, but not the mixture. If there's no Bittul, then it's Asur. Because you look at the Metzias. Yes, Yudah, then we got to go Vaita. Come on.
What's the second Svara?
The second Svara is Anan Sahadi. We testify that it was Miyayish. Even though we didn't hear him verbally say it, we assume in his deep heart that he did. He knows he's never going to get it back. Okay? The three different svaras. Okay? Yes, Avram.
So, if somebody purposely puts a drop of milk in 60 ounces of chon, then...
That's bittul.
But in someone else's chon, then...
No. Bottle b'shishim.
Even though he did it purposely?
Yes, that's what I was saying on Yehuda. You need a dias abal. The baal has to be known in order to invoke bittul. Okay? But if it's 30-1, then it's going to be us. It's totally Metzias. Not a Chalois. Whereas Kilaim or Odozar is totally Chalois. Yes, Yudi. You got it. Okay, let's go Vaiter now. Next Yushalmi, guys. Two Yushalmis now. First one was a Kilaim. What's the second one? Orla. A lot of the Masechtas in Zeroyim have no Bavli. Right? Yushalmi has Gemaras. The only Masechta in Bavli in Seder Zeroyim that has Gemaras is what? Brachas.
Why is that the case?
I don't know. That was the history of the mice. That was the history.
Well,
we there's no bavli against it, correct? That's why a lot of times you do Zeroyim, the Tosis quotes Zeroyim from in the Sichtus. Okay, you got it. You had a kasha.
Why does Joseph have to give the whole Yerushalmi?
It's very very rare that he quotes Yerushalmi and he touches it.
Why can't he just say that?
Because he wants to clarify it to you. He makes it very clear. Chazar it over. Go ahead, you. The next Yerushalmi. Let's go. He says, I don't like. There's no raya from this Yerushalmi. Go ahead. Oh, he doesn't even like that. Shtaku abalim. We wrote on the board, Ishtaku Abalim Yehush works. Now he's saying, no, that's not true either. Go ahead. Why is it also in Torah? Then Lo Machmas. Kamar, it's not because the mafia planted it, guy. Go Ella. This is fascinating. Yeah, the mafia guy planted it and left. Vinishar Akarim. Lifnei Abalim, and he left it to the original owner. And what does the original owner do? They don't do anything. Lo akru. Right. The lo akru mimenu is a climb. They didn't get really climb. But hosif what? Simon, there's it grew a 1/200, which is the shear of what? Kilaim. Both the wheat and grape grew together 1/200. Go ahead. So it's Yisuro.
Yisuro Dvar Torah.
Machmas.
Machmas ha-balim shemekayim kilaim.
Oh, did who have it? Because it's theirs. They walked away from it, the mafia guy. So maybe that's what the Yerushalmi was talking about. It had nothing to do with Yishtaki Hashem Abalim. What does Yishtaki Hashem Abalim mean? It meant the mafia guy that came, walked away. So there was no Yehush at all. Go ahead, finish it up. Cave into what? Read inside. Cave into what? They were Miyayish. It's like he did it himself. No, it's like he did it himself, Yehuda. Since the mafia guy did it and walked away and the original Baal loves it and looks at it, we view it as if he did it. That's why it's awesome in a Torah. Ava what?
Ava Nishyashu below Nishtaku Midrabanan.
Oh, but maybe if you're Miyayish, the original Baalim, and it was not Nishtaku his name, then we ask him Midrabanan. Maybe that's the way you read Yerushalmi. That's a new way to read Yerushalmi. And therefore we have no marker that what? Nishtake Abalim, that Yehush works. You understand what I'm saying? That's a totally new way to read Yerushalmi.
You read that last part, right?
Yes. He says I could read away, explain away the Yerushalmi in the Nupshat. The mafia guy planted it there, then left. But the original Baal Bas leaves it there and watches it grow. So we view it as if he did it. That's why it's Osir. That's why it's Osir, Halach L'maisim, because it wasn't Miyayish. But if he was Miyayish and his name was not forgotten, that's only Osir Min Rabbanan. Because Yehush never works on karka. Even Nishtakei Abalim never works on karka.
I'm scared the mafias will come back and kill him.
I understand that, but Nishtakei Abalim doesn't mean what we thought it meant. Nishtakei Abalim means that the original owner doesn't mind about it growing. That's what it means. Nishtakei Abalim. Lo Nishyashu. Means fakert. It means they weren't Mishyayish. Okay? Halach L'maisa. So, Im Nishyashu Abalim Lo Nishtaku, because they what? If they were Mishyayish and they weren't what? They weren't, it wasn't Mishtakei and they were Miyayish, then it's only Asum and Rabbanim. But he doesn't like this pshat. Vika what?
Vika Perchetuva Lashon Zeh.
So, there are many kashas on this Lashon. Go ahead. And therefore, the Rishon Iker goes back to his right, we wrote on the board that there's no Yehush Bakark, which is Tekeh Abaylim, is what? Is Kona. Yehush does work in Shkeh Abaylim. He doesn't like this Lashon. Namely, it doesn't fit into Lashon of Nishtakeh Abaylim. You know what I mean? Nishyashu. Nishtakeh Abaylim means, oh, that they didn't what? They didn't pay attention to being Miyayish, and they left what the mafioso guy wanted to do. It's like a Chad Gadya a little bit. Okay, it's not so bad. But it's like, Nishtakeh Abaylim. They disregarded doing Yehush and they love what the mafioso guy did. Okay. Maybe that's why he didn't like it. Okay, now we go to another Yerushalmi. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's go another Yerushalmi. Come on, we got a lot to see, Lamites. We're gonna skip this twice. It's not that hard. Is it that hard? Please chazer tonight.
You gotta
tomorrow in the morning. Okay? Please chazer tonight or tomorrow in the morning. Read through it. Go ahead, Yehuda. Now follow this closely, guys. You know what oral is? First 3 years of the fruit tree is usher, yes? Yeah. So go ahead. So there's a bright of Hashem Rav Shimon al-Azhar, Notel Rabim. Let's say I plant a tree for the whole public use, but it's in my own field. Are you chayav in orla? Yes. Go ahead. But what happens? I plant a tree, an orange tree, right in the middle of Rishis Rabim, putter from orla. That's the din. Go ahead. So the Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, Guzzle.
Guzzle karka.
That case with Shraim is I stole land. I stole a municipality's property, and I planted there. So the Yerushalmi says what? Gemara asks, yesh karka what? How can you count it? How do you count it? You can't steal karka. So what's the answer? I'm Rabbi Loi. Wow. Amazing. What does he say? Even though he can't steal land, but Yehush works on karka. So the municipality what? We're miyayish from the land. They're even scared of this mafia guy.
So
what the Yushami seems to say, it's that his land, it's his land. But the Yushami is saying the favors them what? That it's what? It's Yehush works on karka. So you would think that what would you think? You should tell finish the line, Avram. The din should be what? Not Paternor, should be what? Chayiv, he's going to ask it at the end of the Tisus. But at least the Yushami seems to say Yehush works on karka. Why putter? It's difficult. He's going to ask. Should be Chayiv. But the fact is that the fact you can take it over holds that Yehush works with karka. Go ahead. Tamua, the whole Yushami's a pele, he says. Lock, stock, and barrel. Why? See, the Mishnah over there in Orlok, Tani. You guys have done Mishnayos, right? You do Mishnayos if someone's nifter sometimes. You've got a Maseches Orlano.
Yeah, I did.
What does it say in the Mishnah? Fagazlan plants, what's the din? He's chayiv. So why did the Yushami ask on the Mishnah? Why does it ask on the Brisa? What did the Brisa say? What did the Brisa say? Bershus Arabim Rapata, yes? The Yushami attacks the Brisa. Why didn't the Yushami attack the Mishnah? That a gazlan that plants is chayiv. Should say you can't steal karka. Go ahead, Vesu.
Vesu. My kaparach
abraisa. Yeah, v'yesh karka nigzelus. Why are you asking yesh karka nigzelus? And why b'shus shrayim pater? And what is the answer?
Mashma
mishum de nigzelus v'yesh yesh pater. Mina orla. Fakir, why you pater? Should make you chayiv. Adaraba, go ahead. Adaraba, on the contrary. The mashma mishum de karka nigzelus v'yesh yesh pater mina orla? That's nuts. Adaraba, mikoch zeh. If it becomes my field, then I should be chayav in Orla. Yes? That's your kasha, Avram, yes? Saying the whole Yusham is a pella. Number one, why did it ask on the Brisa, not the Mishnah? Number two, what? The kasha should be the Yerchayiv. The double whammy, the whole Yushami. Go ahead.
I mean, you steal land or you just plant on it for the rabbim?
I don't have... That's stealing. That's stealing.
But what if the government allowed it?
Okay, that's not the case. I stole from it. So the Yushami says, but first we're on the second Yushami in Maseches Orla. The end of the Tisus. If I plant, you know, Orla is the first 3 years of fruit trees also, Adam. Right? So if I plant for the public, I'm chayiv. If it's in my own field. If I plant for Shisra, my putter. The Yushami says, how can you plant in the public property? Stealing. So Gemara says, you can't steal karka, but Yehush works. If Yehush works, then it should be chayiv in Orla. It becomes my land. Why did Yushami say your putter? Number two, it should have asked on the, not on the price, it should have asked on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Gezel Orla is chayiv. So go ahead. Vinata. I compare Noteh B'Shus Harabim to stealing karka and planting it. What is that? V'hainu?
V'hainu below Yehush.
Oh, it's without Yehush. V'dumya?
Dumya D'Rishus Harabim. In Shayach Bo Yehush.
That's a double, triple whammy. No, did anyone think about that? You steal from public property. There's no, it's an entity. There's no human being. Who can be Miyayish? The mayor? Not the mayor. It's like a corporation. There's no human being. It's an entity, the city. Who could be Miyayish? Three bomb kashas he asked on the Yushami. Number one, why did Yushami ask on the Brisa that said Noteh B'Rishus Harabim is Pater, Gezel Karka? It should have asked it on the Mishnah when it said that when you steal Lamash, the Mishnah says Gezel Shanatas Chayiv. Should have said Karka Nizelis. What was the second kasha? If it becomes yours, you should be Chayiv, not Pater. Right? He says putter from Orla. And what's the third kasha? The third kasha is what? How can you talk about bringing a write-off from Yehush on Karka from this case? It's from a public municipality. There's no owner. Who's being Miyayish? Unbelievable, no? How he works in these Yushalmi's advices. So what does he say? No, I think you got to read the brackets. Don't you have brackets there?
Yeah.
It says v'metakna, no?
Yeah, yeah.
What's v'metakna mean? No, if I'm going to fix it, meaning there's a girsa problem. Let's fix the girsa. Let's say I fix the girsa. Say there was a mistake in the brisa. What should the brisa say? Chayiv. Change the word potter to chayiv. that gozel karak mishraim should be chayiv, not pater. If you want to say there's a mistake, put the word, change it from what? Change it from pater to what? You got it here in the Taisus? Change it from pater to chayiv. So therefore all the answers will be, all the kashas will be answered, at least the first two, not the third. How will answer the first one? Because what do we say? Why did it ask on the what? Why did it ask on the Brisa, not the Mishnah? Because what did the Brisa say? Said Rishus Rabim is what? Is Pater, right? But what are we fixing it to say? It's a mistake in the Brisa. So therefore what? Therefore what? It should say Chayiv in the Brisa. The Gemara asks, why are you Chayiv? You can't steal Karka. That Kasha makes sense now, right? That Kasha makes sense. And that's why it didn't ask on the Mishnah. And it doesn't really answer why it didn't ask on the Mishnah though. You know? Because the Mishnah says Gazlan Shanata is Chayiv. Yeah, I guess it could have asked that. It doesn't matter that, because it still could have asked that. So that doesn't really answer. It doesn't answer the third Kasha either. What was the third Kasha? Who can do Yeish? Still public property.
How does it answer the first Kasha?
Because the first Kasha was why you should be Pater, you should be Chayiv. Well, it does say Chayiv. Okay. Fix it from Pater to saying Chayiv. Just the Kasha, though, why didn't ask in the Mishnah stands, and the Kasha's about Yeish stands. Go ahead. The bottom line is, but since there was a mistake in the Brisa, and if you leave the mistake, what comes out? It is saying, bottom line is that there is Yeush what? Yeush Bekarka. It is saying that there's Yeush and Karka. There's no doubt. It is saying there's Yeush and Karka. But since there's a toast written in the Brisa, that Gazel Rishus Rabim is Potter, right? Yeah. Since there's a toast written in the Brisa that if you steal land, Rishus Rabim, it says it's Potter. How do you steal land? Rishus Rabim, it's Potter. Must be the what? That there is Yeush. Yeush works, yes? So what's the answer? Go ahead, Sarach Lo what? Sarach Lukma, I have to get out of it by saying what? Exactly. And therefore what? Yeush works on Kark when you should just scale up Alan. He gives the same answer. It works even Lakulu. That there's no Chi of what? Your Potter from what? Your Potter from Orla. What I'm trying to say to you guys is this all theoretical because it's wrong. Because if it works, then you should be chayiv in Orla. It becomes your land. He's just saying, lafi the mistake, this is what comes out. Lafi the mistake, then you're potter. Lafi the mistake, it doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be potter. If you're Kona, it should be chayiv. So he's just saying, just read it if you keep the mistake in there. But theoretically, the imasaknehi, I could fix it up. Still, we're working with what was written in the Brisa. So at the end of the day, he dug up two Yushalmis that seemed to say Yeush was good by Karka, and he explained the way he's Takewab Island, right? That's what Taisa said at the end of the day. So to summarize this, I want you to get this down. That goes from Amadios in Gzela. Perachesa Lochi Yudalit says that this is a Machlis Babli Yushalmi. That goes from Amadios on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. That the Babli holds Ein Yeush Kona, Yushalmi holds Yeush Kona. Tosim Bababasrim and Dalmanov says a Yeush works Bekarka. But even according to the Ma'an numbers, it says Ein Yeush Bekarka. Nishtakeo Abalim, it does work. Based on three Svaras. Either what? It's like Zuto Shayam. Either it's like what? It's like it's not Bershuso. Or either it's what? It's like an Anan Sadi that you were Miyayish. And that's the way we could plug it in. Those three Sheetas. Okay. Hashtadas is Lahachi. One sec, Yudi. Yes, we have to share, okay? Hashtadas Lahachi. Let's get back to what we had said before. Okay? We had wrote down, and Donnie tried to plug it in the beginning of Shir, that mitzvah, guys, I want you to go over this Taisus every line. It's like a schmack of feeling when you can do a big Taisus every line. You just skim it. You either know it or you don't know it, right? Do the lines. Now we do the whole Taisus. Avram, you're out 2 days, so now you have to do it to make up the time. Okay, listen. Mitzvah Bava Averu, we said, does not what? Does not continue. Right? Remember we said there's a Machlokes Orchos Chaim in the Ramban until someone makes the Kinyan. So I want to say this over to you now, Beferish. Let's get it. Okay? Let's get this, and we'll close here with this. Tomorrow we didn't have time to finish up everything. So tomorrow we'll finish up, then we got to go fight in the Tyson. Okay? Let's go. Listen to this. The Gemara said, Beferish, no doubt, that if they cut it, if they cut it themselves, what's going to happen? The Jewish merchants. You have Jewish-owned property, Jewish merchants, and then when we buy it from them, we'll still be okay. That was the Gemara said. Yes? Okay. So it comes out that according to Rav Huna, Halacha L'Maisa, do you hold Yeush alone works or not? No. You need Yeush and what? and Shin Rishus. That's what Rashi said, Beferish, in his first shot. The Meiri says the same thing. And if you look in the Baal Mor HaKotan, the Mor HaKotan, the same thing. Now let me ask you a question. This is what Donnie brought up very nicely. I don't understand. Why wasn't Rav Huna worried about Mitzvah Bava Veira? Jewish-owned property, let the Jewish merchants cut it, and we're the customers, we're the Jewish guys, we'll buy it from them. Why is it not Mitzvah Bava Veira? Yehush and Shin Rishus. Why no Mitzvah Bava Veira? Please get this. Okay, but let's go slow. Okay, you can say, like we're saying, let's set up. There's other ways you could say too. Number one, it's possible to say that Rav Huna holds like Shmuel. What did the Baal Amor say yesterday? That Shmuel does not hold the Mitzvah Bava Veira at all. Please get that down. That's what the Mor HaKotan says. The Meiri says, since it's a suffix, we don't know whether it's stolen. We don't know whether Jewish property maybe was a goy's, right? And even if you stole it, right, it could be it was maybe from a what? It's a suffix. Maybe the goy didn't steal it. It's like two sfeikas. Number one, maybe the goy didn't steal it. Maybe it's his own land. And number two, even if he stole it, maybe it's from a what? Maybe it's from a goy. Does it, you hear what I'm just saying? Could be number one, it's his own property. Number two, even if he stole it, maybe he stole it from a goy. So that's what the Meiri says. Therefore, Rav Huna wasn't worried about Mitzvah Bava Veira. Okay. Fine. So Memeila comes out, Halacha L'maaseh, he wasn't chashish to Mitzvah Bava Veira. What was he chashish for, though? He was chashish that Halacha L'maaseh, and the Gemara asked, L'kdui Mishnui Maaseh. So the Gemara wasn't, you see that Rav Huna wasn't worried about Mitzvah Bava Veira. But the problem is, Rav Huna was not chashish to Mitzvah Bava Veira. He was chashish that they shouldn't be konet legamri. He didn't want the hadas and the knui lehem legamri. He wanted to go through a middleman. Okay. That was all according to Rashi, the Baal Amor, and who? The Meiri. But what was the second shot of Rashi? What was the second shot of Rashi? That Yehush alone maybe is Kona. Ritva said the same thing, but what? Oh, but he said it's a mitzvah Baba Vera. If they cut it themselves, the Jewish merchants, it'll be mitzvah Baba Vera for them. Like Rabbi Yechanan. So fill it in now. So what does Rashi say? Maybe what? Maybe Yehush Levad is Kona, right? Yeah. Yes? Yeah. However what? Even if you hold Yehush Levad is Kona, even Kona the Mitzvah, it's still possible it's a Mitzvah Bava Veira, right?
Yeah.
Why though? Why don't you say Yehush and Shin Rishus? Why not is Yehush and Shin Rishus? So what's the answer? You know what I'm saying? In other words, according to what? Even if you say it's through Yehush alone, it's Kona, so nevertheless, it should be possible based on Mitzvah Bava Veira. That's what he said. If they do it themselves, it'll be Mitzvah Bava Veira. So why is it in the case where what where they don't do it, it's Yehush and Shin Rishus? Why is that not a problem? Because Mitzvah Bava Veira is only for the Gazlan himself. Rashi holds like the Orchos Chaim. See, Rashi said if they cut it themselves, it'll be a problem. Mitzvah Bava Veira. So why, if they don't cut it themselves, let the Goyim cut it, and then they give it to the Jewish merchants? Why is it okay? Why does the Mitzvah Bava Veira continue? Because I wrote on the board that what?
Kenyan,
exactly. And also, it's only for the guy that did it himself. It's only for the guy who did the Aveira. He didn't do the Aveira. And Jewish merchants didn't do the Aveira. Plus the fact that Kenyan was made. Plus the fact that Kenyan was made. And therefore, that's the Chiddush. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha L'maaseh. That if you kone the object, kone the mitzvah, there's no din of mitzvah baba veira. Only if it's mesayeyu. That was the ritva that I said, hektish is lemitzvah, remember? What do we do in the beginning of Shir, the first ritva? If they do it themselves, it's Hashem, Yehush Shin Rishus. So that's going to be a problem of what? Mitzvah baba veira for you. But if you're the third guy, you didn't do the aveira. And you become the kona. Or you could say, like Donnie said, even if you don't be kona, but I didn't do the aveira myself. I didn't do the aveira myself, lemaisa. Right? Like the Mechabrim Shem Baruch Sayyim, you're saying one of two ways.
But how would the Avin Kerry be, how would they get their
own? No, so I'm saying when Rashi says, if you hold Yehush alone as Kona, and you say Mitzvah Baba Avera, that's only if they cut it themselves. If they don't cut it themselves, you will not say Mitzvah Avera, for two reasons. Number one, they're not because of the Kenyan, because Yehush, and number two, they're not the guy who did the Avera. Even if you don't hold like the Ramban. But I'm not the one who did the Avera, the guys who cut it did the Avera.
We still hold it carries over. Not, I'm saying.
No, according to Oracle Shem, it does not carry over. To the second guy. According to the Ramban, it does, as long as you didn't make a kinyan. But here you made a kinyan, like you said. Yehush and Shin Rishus. Because I was not the guy that cut it.
Yeah, so what would the Ramban say if you didn't make a kinyan?
What'd you say? If I didn't make a kinyan, I'd be in trouble. You're right. I would say Mitzvah Bava Veira. Correct. But I'm making a kinyan because it was Yehush and Shin Rishus by me. See, if I cut it myself, then it's Yehush and Shin Rishus like that ritva, hektish lemitzvah. Then I'd say Mitzvah Bava Veira. It's geschmack, no? Fits in good, beautifully. No? You got the shtickle? Avram, you got it? It's so good to be back, right? The Taita, yeah? Okay, we got this machloikis. Now what we have a lot more we got to continue tomorrow. What I want to just close with, it's interesting, Lamaisa, which we have to discuss, is it's a possibility, Lamaisa, about the bracha. What do we say about the bracha, Lamaisa, with mitzvah b'aver?
Can we have a suffix with
that? Well, we said that maybe mitzvah b'aver could maybe linger by a bracha. So what about, we're the third party guys, but can we say a bracha on it? 100%. Remember we had that line in Tosfos that the bracha would endure, remember?
No, but after Kenyan.
So you want to say it won't endure. Okay, we'll have to see tomorrow. It's not the Shem. Okay, everyone have a great day. Okay, what time is Minchas? 12:50 or 55? Have a good day, guys, okay? What is it, 55? In Reuben? Okay, good. We had a lot.